All right, week two out here. Today we worked red zone. I thought we had some good work today. Obviously, there's still a lot of things that we got to continue to work on, a lot of things that we've got to get better at. But I've liked the way that our guys have gone about trying to do their job. I've liked the focus and the intensity with which we're trying to get our work done. So been pleased. We still got a long way to go, but we're making a lot of progress. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
DJ got hurt last week?
He rolled his ankle last week.
Serious or not?
No, sure? I don't expect it to be anything serious.
Is Kevin Burnett hobbled by something?
Kevin's back. He's got an ankle issue that he's working through. But it was good to have him back out here today. He went through a little bit of work with the trainers on the side, and hopefully he'll be back out practicing sooner rather than later.
This was his first day back?
Or? Yeah.
How do the rookies look after a week of being out here on the field? And, have they kind of caught up for what you guys want?
Well, they're making progress, all right? But, every day's a new day. And really today was the first opportunity that they had to work on red zone. Last week we worked some third down stuff. And so every day they come out here is a new experience for them. So the thing that we try to emphasize to those guys is we understand that there's going to be mistakes that are going to be made. That's what this time of year is for. But the hope is that every time they come out here, they're making a new mistake and not the same mistake. And so, but I think overall, I think they're improving. And, we expect them to continue to improve.
Latavius, was he hurt?
He's really kind of the same as DJ. He tweaked his ankle or his foot the other day in practice. And again, it's kind of a day-by-day thing. Hopefully we'll have him back out here sooner rather than later.
Dennis, with your backfielder, very few teams anymore have just that one real solid workhorse guy. Are you looking to have a real kind of good split between those guys, or are you looking for Maurice or Darren or any one of those guys to really step forward and be
that guy? I think we let the competition dictate what we end up doing. We're going to put the best players on the field and the guys that give us the best opportunity to win. So whoever that may be. But I do know this. I do know throughout the course of a 16-game season, you're going to need everybody. And so I think it's great when you have multiple players that can come in. You feel confident that they can come in and do the job. So, again, we're going to let the competition dictate who plays and how much they play. But it's a good feeling to know that you've got some qualified people in the running back room that can carry the load for you. Well, we're into the red zone install today. We still got a lot more to give them, and a lot more situational type work that we got to do. So we're still at the beginning stages, but I've been pleased with really the retention of where we've gone from the off season, the little bit that we were able to get out on the field with them in phase two, and carried that over into phase three into these OTAs.
So are you further along this year, this time this year, than you were a year ago?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. And I think it's a credit to not only the new guys that we brought in, but also to the veteran guys that, have been here, that they've been able to recall. And I think they understand a little bit more about exactly what we're trying to get accomplished.
For all the positions that you addressed, and it seemed it was just about all of them, the one that really you didn't plug anybody new in as tight end, back with Rivera and Osberry and Master, it's not here anymore. How do you see that position shaken out? I mean, Schaub's history is that he throws to the tight end a lot in Houston, and you guys will put in what he does well. Do you like what you see out there from that position?
Yeah, I do. I think, first of all, I'll address this. When you go into the off season, you have some things that you want to try to address and some certain needs that you have on your team, and you try to address those needs as best you can. And I don't know that you ever – get everything that you want. I mean, it's kind of like when you go and sit on Santa Claus's lap. I mean, you ask for a bunch of stuff and you get about half of it. So that's kind of where we're at. I feel good about having some young guys at the tight end position, and we're going to need those guys to step up. And somebody in that room, has to step up and say that they're the guy. And I think we'll all know when that time comes.
I mean, considering Schaub's history of throwing to tight ends and how much he does it, there's a lot of room for somebody to step up.
Yeah, there's no question there's a lot of room, and that's a position right there where, again, like I said, there's a lot of young players and nobody is 100% established. in that room. So we're looking for some of those guys to step up. I think they've done a nice job throughout this offseason program of trying to get better, and we'll continue to work with them on through training camp, and we'll see where we're at.
How often in all of your years that you've been in the NFL have you been able to get every single guy out for this time of year, and how do you get that to happen?
Well, listen, I couldn't tell you from past experience exactly how many times. You know, I mean, I think the key is that this is a group of guys that have a hunger, have a desire. You know, we're here to win games, and I think these guys understand that. And I think they're looking forward to, you know, getting started on the season.
In regards to surprise guy, everybody was popped up and just said, wow.
Say that again.
Is there a surprise guy? Have you found somebody who's just popped up?
There's every day there's somebody that steps up and does something that you feel good about, and then there's days where somebody's going to step up and not be up to the task. So I think that's the thing that's interesting about this process, because it is a process. It's not a one-day thing. Is where does that consistency come throughout the OTAs as you get into training camp, start playing some preseason games? So, but I think we've had a lot of good work. I'm excited about where we're at as a football team, but make no mistake about it, we still got a lot of work to do. And the coaches, the players, everybody's working towards that goal.
In regards to C.O. Moore, does he have the skill set to be a good will backer if you were to go in that direction?
Yeah. We believe in versatility. Right. And when you get into games, the more things guys can do, the better you're going to be able to adjust, change the game plan, make the defense work based on what the offense is doing to you. There'll be times where you know, you need more linebackers on the field based on what the offense is doing. Sometimes you may not need as many. Yes, he has the skill set to play that position, and we'll continue to work with him throughout, you know, the rest of these OTAs and training camp. And, again, we're going to put the best three guys on the field. Whoever those best three guys are, we're going to put them on the field and we're going to go play.
Is that position, is there more pass coverage involved there, or –
Based on what the call is, you know. I mean, I think all of our linebackers are going to have to be able to play the run. All of our linebackers are going to have to be able to play the pass. All of our linebackers are going to have to rush the passer. So, and then we'll find ways to get guys that can do those things. We'll find ways to get them on the field.
Will you be able to use Woodson in more different ways? Branchell, were you limited at all last year not having Tyvon out there, and how you could use Charles?
Well, I think anytime you lose a player of Tyvon's ability, it does hinder you as far as what you can do. But we're excited about having Wood back. I think he brings a lot to the table. And I think after having him for a year, you know, we got a better feel for him, what he can really do well, and how we can put him in position to make plays.
He's using, it seems to spend a lot of the time, most of the time, just as the free safety back, not doing as many different things as maybe he did in Green Bay. Is that?
Yeah, and I think that, again, you know, like I said, you know, with losing Tyvon, yeah, I mean, anytime you lose a player of that caliber, it hurts you and it handcuffs you a little bit. So, I think we've addressed, you know, a lot of our needs on the football team, and I think we've got more depth. We're now we can do a few more things.
What are your impressions so far of Donald Penn? Seems like he's a real key guy for you guys this year.
Yeah, I think Donald's done a nice job for us. You know, it's. You know, always hesitate, especially on those big guys inside during this time of year, because it's really hard to tell on those guys until you put the pads on and start hitting. But I've been impressed with the way he's come about and doing his job, and I've been impressed with really the speed at which he's picked up the offensive scheme. So it's a nice start, but again, just like everybody else, we still got a long way to go.
Some issues with his conditioning back in his last play. Are those issues now?
I haven't noticed that. You know, I can't speak on, you know, what any of those things were from the past, but I can tell you that since he's been here, he's done everything we've asked him to do, and that's really about all you can ask for a guy.
Schaub's known as being a good rhythm passer, a guy that's pretty good in the pocket. You look at him, you don't think of a guy that's particularly mobile, but there was a handful of plays down there in the red zone where he would just make a move or two, and then a guy would break free, and he'd manage to, you know, by pulling a guy, a defender to him, and then getting it to a guy in the end zone. Is that part of his game underrated, or is that something you guys probably knew about? But
well, I think with all great quarterbacks, you know, they don't all have to be great athletes, but they have to have a pocket presence. And they have to have a feel for bodies in the pocket, and they got to be able to slide and maneuver in the pocket. And, you know, some of the best ones in this league, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, guys of that nature that, you know, you wouldn't classify them as great athletes, but they're able to have a good feel for bodies in the pocket. They're able to slide and avoid pressure and be able to get the ball out. And I think Matt has some of those same qualities.
You're impressed with your receivers so far? Looks like there's been no drops or so far. It's pretty clean out there.
Yeah, I think we got great competition in the receiver room, and I think that's one of the things that you, as you build a football team, that's what you're trying to get. You're trying to create competition in all areas of your football team, because that just makes you better. And at the end of the day, there's going to be 53 guys on this football team, and they're going to determine who those 53 players are by the way they go out and execute their jobs in practice and in the games.
Manuel Watson, he missed a lot of time last year, but do you think that his mastery of the scheme, this being a second-year player, is he a bit behind?
Well, I would say this. There's no substitute for experience. And so from that standpoint, yeah, he's behind. But I don't think that's something that he can't overcome. I think he's in a good place right now. I think he's in a good place physically. I think he's in a good place mentally, and we're excited about, you know, the prospect of Menelik Watson, and hopefully he'll continue to develop. Again, we've got some time, but he's got to continue to develop and develop at a pretty rapid pace.
NFL's going, I guess, team to team this offseason to sort of address the bullying thing and give some sort of presentation. Is that something you guys have addressed much, or do you figure that with the guys that you brought in and added to this team that they'll kind of police that?
Well, I think that question's twofold. Number one, yes, there's been some things that we've done to address that. That was one of the first things that we talked about when we got this group together. I think we've had a pretty good locker room since I've been here, and I don't expect that to change any. But that's certainly something that we take very seriously. You know, we really limited the rookie hazing as part of kind of our culture and the way that we do things. I don't really believe in that, and so we'll continue to monitor that locker room on a daily basis. That's a never-ending process. But the thing is, you want this environment, this work environment, you want people to come in here, you want people to be comfortable in the work environment, but you want to be able to hold people accountable for doing their job.
Are you guys looking to do any joint practices during training camp this year?
We're in the process of communicating with the Cowboys. We haven't finalized those plans, but that's something that we're looking into. We'll see where that goes.
That would be at their site?
Yeah.